Upon achieving enlightenment, Siddhartha took a walk. As he quietly walked, several men noticed that he possessed extraordinary qualities that seemingly radiated from him. They asked, "Are you a god?" "No," he replied. "Are you a wizard?" "No," he replied. "Are you a man?" "No," he said. "Well, then what are you?" He responded, "I am awake. I frequently challenge myself to be awake to the reality of the city that we live in. Being awake requires a contemplation of the totality of what is happening, not just what you choose to see. It's not possible for me or for anyone else to be participatory in achieving solutions if we refuse to acknowledge inherent problems. To be awake in Baltimore means to simultaneously be aware of the joy and the suffering that paradoxically coexists here on a daily basis. We must be willing to accept that great things are possible and that great things happen here every day. Better yet, our love for the city and our investment in her future will beget success. Indeed, many of our children are blossoming. We must acknowledge as well that deep suffering exists here. We have witnessed the manifestation of the suffering with the crescendo of riots last year. We must ask, does this suffering deserve punishment or is it a cry for help? Indeed, many of our children are hurting. To allow the city to achieve greatness, we must participate in the creation of joy. We must participate in the cessation of suffering. We must acknowledge that everything we do from this point forward is Baltimore. So then when asked, "Then what are you?" we will respond, "We are awake."